From the best-selling Christian Heroes Then and Now series, YWAM Publishing presents George Mueller, The Guardian of Bristol's Orphans, by Janet and Jeff Benj. Read for you by Tim Gregory. For information about other titles in this outstanding series, please visit our website at ywampublishing.com or call us at 800-922-2143. Chapter 1. A Common Thief. Crash! A flower pot toppled over onto the sidewalk beneath George Mueller as he stretched his foot out to reach the ground. George was climbing out the back window of the inn where he had been staying, and when he heard the crash, he froze. After he was satisfied no one had heard him, he lowered one foot softly onto the cobbled pavement, then the other. 16-year-old George pulled his tall, lanky body up to its full height and looked around. "Good," he muttered to himself under his breath. "I'm safe. Now, to get out of here." A moment later, George realized he'd spoken too soon. Police officers appeared at either end of the street and began running towards him. George swung around, desperately looking for some way to escape, but there was none. Before he knew it, the strong hands of a policeman had grabbed his arm and were dragging him roughly along the cobblestone street in the direction of the jail. An hour later, George was waiting for his name to be called. The backless wooden bench he sat on was hard and uncomfortable, and the chains around his slender wrists and ankles bit at his flesh. As he waited, George thought about how shocked his father would be to see him in shackles. Then again, his father probably wouldn't be any more shocked than George was right then. George had done dishonest things many times before, but this was the first.